8 people died when heavy rain swept through Burkina Faso in early September. It was the heaviest rainfall for 90 years. More than 50,000 people are still living in temporary accommodations in churches and office buildings, and another 40,000 are staying with host families. Others have taken shelter in primary and secondary schools, but the new school year begins October 1st, and many of the displaced have been asked to leave as teachers return to their schools in preparation for the resumption of classes. Landlocked Burkina Faso is more accustomed to dry, dusty weather and droughts than prolonged bouts of rain. So when 30 centimetres of rain lashed the capital, Ouagadougou, in a period of 12 hours last month, most homes were not equipped to deal with the consequences. Houses and bridges were washed away, and hundreds of thousands were left homeless. The Burkina Bay government has granted permission for people to rebuild their homes in non-affected areas, but funds are short. The United Nations has launched an emergency appeal for $18.4 million to help flood victims in the country, one of the poorest in Africa. The UN coordinator in Burkina Faso, Babacar Sissé, said the worst of the flooding is over, but there is still an urgent need for food security and healthcare in Ouagadougou and other affected regions. There are fears there will be a spike in waterborne diseases as the rainy season draws to a close and the weather becomes warmer. The UN says 160 people have died as a result of the floods in West Africa. The aid agency Oxfam has launched an appeal to improve the situation in northern Mali, where late rains and subsequent floods have killed at least 2 people. Kate Thomas for VOA News in Dakar.